Yeah, we did. But you can take one too. Okay, you may want to just hold it.
All right.
Okay, so how does it feel to have Chandler back and have a little triangle going on the show?
It's really good. Like, the timing of it, I think, was the best part. Just on how the story was going and with the wedding and to have him come back was super nostalgic. Because we've seen each other, but we haven't really spent that much time. And, like, to be able to see each other work together after 4 years, that moment where we did that scene in bed.
Yes.
That aired, right?
That aired.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I genuinely woke up and, like, look, I was still fresh, like, for real. So when I look at him, I'm like, oh my God, you're back. So you kind of have that natural feeling with it. So it's been really great to work with him. And
did it come right back, that chemistry, like, kind of?
It did.
Yeah.
It's just that ease and comfort. As long as you just trust each other as actors, the chemistry's there. I think that's what chemistry really is trust, knowing that that person's got your back.
Yeah, I love that Chandler Matthews, Will, and your son together. I think that's the best thing.
That's great.
Yeah. And you mentioned about, did that air? How is it filming that one? And when you do these kind of things and not having to divulge what down the line?
It became just kind of part of it at this point,
okay,
where you just kind of realize, like, you know, see what you can talk about.
Right.
But it is long enough that you're surprised. Like, I'll watch episodes and go, oh my God, I forgot about this. Like, this is so cool.
You forget what
so I more watch it as an audience member 6 months later, where I feel if it was 2 weeks out, I'd be watching it as a, let me see how I did.
Yeah.
But after 6 months, like, we shoot so much, I'm just kind of like,
right.
And you watch the wedding, I was like, oh my God. Cool.
Right.
You know, because I didn't really, it was 6 months early. So that was probably about 50 to 100 episodes, about 50 episodes in between.
You have, like, the most awesome soap parents, Wally and Judy. How do you love, like, that family dynamic?
I love it. We kind of have a similar, like, if I had to put it in real life, it feels more like in my real life, like, more like an aunt and uncle. But they remind me of my parents, you know, like, my dad's, like, the assertive one, and, like, you know, my mom's, like, the very, like, sweet, but then she's also a firecracker, and, like, so it reminds me of my real parents as well, and we're just, like, really good friends, and they're so easy to work with.
Oh, yeah.
So easy.
They're so down to earth, because I know we've interviewed them before, and it's cool about it.
Yeah.
Also with John Aniston, like, love him, with his one-liners.
He's just, like, he's the word chill. Like, he just,
yes,
like,
yes,
just sits down. How's everyone doing?
Sit there with his sweater and he'll just, like, and all the just that dry humor will come out with those one-liners. I'm like, I'll just burst out laughing.
He's so funny. And his one-liners are even more incredible. Not more incredible, but extra when he's off camera. Because we get additional one-liners that the audience, unfortunately, doesn't get to see. But he's a funny guy in real life and his character, so we get all that extra stuff. It's kind of fun.
Are you working on any other projects besides Days? Or
I am, but just not in the entertainment industry. So basically around, like, 4 years ago, I made the decision to, not audition, not go out on anything, a couple commercials here and there, but I started getting into the entrepreneurial world and started building businesses because it worked with my schedule. So I kind of just go all in on Days. I'm like, Days, I'm all yours. Like, I don't ask for outs or anything. So I'm 100% number one commitment. And then all my spare time I do building other businesses. And that's the one of the things that my girlfriend and I, Alyssa, have created. It's that we co-founded a company called Personal Growth Nation. And we do a lot of interviews. We document a lot of stuff just to, like, really shed light on people becoming more positive, treating people kind, and being able to become successful with our own work. Because I think nowadays with the internet, people have the ability to start their own businesses.
Yeah.
So we're really focusing on, if you like knitting, you can post pictures on Instagram and start making sales. Or if you like candles, or if you like tech, like, no matter what you like. So it's kind of like we're really trying to create this brand around, go out there and do what you love. And you can actually make money doing what you love nowadays because you have the internet. You don't have to open up a store to sell your stuff. You can do it online. So we've had a lot of fun doing that the past few years and just partnering up with great people. And so that's kind of, I always say I'm an actor by day, entrepreneur by night.
Well, thank you.
you. Absolutely.